Blog Talk Radio.
Men and women want to get married.
All the magazines are hurting right now, but the Brides magazine is still flourishing. It's still fit as a phone book because people want to get married. A lot of women look forward to being married from the time they're a little girl. As a princess, they want this knight in shining armor to ride that white horse, pick them up and marry them and make them the prince. Even the Bible talks about Boaz and Ruth, and it seems marriage is not hurting for women. But men don't look at marriage in that aspect. They're not looking when they're little kids or little boys. They're not running around getting a tuxedo out or dressing up or pretending they're going to be a husband. And they don't look at it like that. They're not planning their wedding and looking who's going to be their best man. And but women look at that. Why do you think women, and we've got two on the line right now, why do you think women want to be married? And Christy, you can go first. I mean, Lisa, you can go first, Lisa.
You know, I really think it's probably because of security reasons. And the security reasons are security. For security. As you mentioned, you know, most women, I got on my Facebook and blog last night, and a young lady told me that she is looking for to get married. But she has a high standard of what she wants, and that is to find someone that is wealthy and to be able to take care of her for security reasons. The wrong reason.
How old is she? Yeah. How old is this young lady?
I think this young lady has got to be in her maybe possibly late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
And she feels that the time is ticking, you know, for her time to really settle down. I disagree with that. I believe that, you know, if the time is right, if it happens, it will happen because it was meant to be. If it doesn't happen, then that's okay too. I don't think there should be a time frame. Or per se to say that you need to be married because of whatever reasons those reasons are. I myself am single, and I love my life. If a man comes along and he says, you know, he wants a commitment, it has to be we have to become friends first. I have to establish history with that person, along with we both need to bring something to the table.
Something.
Now, that's my take on it.
The man,
when you say bring something to...
Bringing something to the table.
What about a broke man, a man who is completely broke but has love?
Well, I have to say, you know... you can have all the love in the world, but again, if you know, if there's not a whole lot going on besides the love there, love doesn't pay the rent. That's my opinion, but you know.
So you said love don't pay the rent. What about that, Merlin? Can you marry a broke man?
can you marry a broke man? Well, I've known instances where it has happened, and like I said, each relationship is just so unique. But when you think about it in this day and time, I mean, I guess it would come down to if you don't have the money, what else do you have? Is that love true? Because, you know, things could balance out. If you have a man of God and this man truly loves you, and when you say broke, I'm taking it, Russell, that he has some type of income. It just might not be, let's just say the woman is making more than he's making. But if he can be true, then I believe that it could be a wonderful relationship, because even in those relationships where he's got the money and he's going out, you know, cheating on the woman and doing other things, it's like, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a broke man who loves you or a man with all the money who's spending on you and somebody else too? So it's a lot to think about, but I think it really comes down to what each individual wants. And I always encourage people to
write it down, because one thing I've learned is that oftentimes we don't even know ourselves. We don't even know what we want. And that's something that I've learned in speaking to, you know, just having conversations. And just like you said, the young lady says she wants security. But then if you went down and you got specific, would she know herself to even know what it is she really wants and why she wants it and why she feels that she needs it? So it's a lot, and like I said, it's a complex thing, and you have to be in a certain mindset. We were talking last week, and I encourage everyone, if you saw the Nancy and Ronald Reagan, I said, you know, laying everything else aside, when you look at it, that's really a blueprint, you know, for a lasting relationship. Because if you have a man who's going to take time to write you a letter every day and express his love, if you're so caught up in each other, you don't have time for anyone else. So it's just a matter of what do you really want, and how committed is each person to the relationship.
But you know what, Ms. Marilyn, I don't want to interrupt here, but I want to say one thing, and that you made a point there. But, you know, I look at black love, too, on the other flip side of that. Not so much.
Mm-hmm.
I do well respect with Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan and so forth. But who I really admire the most is Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis. And so, you know, their love extended from, you know, over the moon. But
right.
Because they've been through so much. And we just, it seems like nowadays we don't have that. We don't have
exactly.
That, you know, establishment, whereas we can, you know, kind of have the same, be on the same agenda. So this is why I think, and I'm not saying that all of us are all in that same boat, but, you know.
But we can be real. Many of us are. I mean, and I'm saying that because we're trying to get people to really focus on themselves and look inside and really see the picture. Because, like I said, there's a lot of denial. So the things that you're saying, you know, it really makes sense. So when you say it's not all of us, that's true. But when you look at it, many are in that boat.
Yeah, but then you got men out here and women that, you know, women do, and I do know women and a few that are my friends that are doing well. We're talking established professional women, you know, have men that don't make as much as she does. And so it is love to them. But at the same time, I find it, you know, interesting that some of them are saying, well, you know, I'm giving my all to this man, and then I'm coming up empty. So I don't know. I think it's a double sword, you know.
Well, there has to be balance, and that's one thing that I always stress and emphasize in every aspect of life, no matter what you're talking about. There has to be balance. But then is there a real consciousness? Just as Russell started, I was talking about young guys, you know, boys don't think about that. Women think about it, and we're thinking about dressing up, getting married, being someone's wife, but the guys have given it no thought. And I'm saying that that's something that really needs to be instilled. People need to get to the point. I gave an example a few weeks ago where there was this young man who had a beautiful girlfriend. She was away in college, and she had come for an event. But he'd gone to a previous event about the month before, and he'd taken another woman who looked similar. I'm told they have basically the same complexion, same length of hair. So we get to, you know, we were showing the film, and it's like, I'm showing the video, and it's like somebody thought that it was her, and it wasn't her, but she didn't know about the other woman. But it's like, he's a young guy, but, you know, he was handsome, and he had this woman who'd come all the way, you know, travel hours to be with him, and he'd just taken another lady to another event, you know, a month or so before. And that's all I was saying to her, you know, they need to learn early, or, you know, just be open. If you're not really ready to make a commitment, say to her, hey, I love you, but I'm dating right now. Have some understanding and be honest, because no matter what, when I do research, the thing that I hear the most is cheating. You know, somebody else comes into the picture. That's the biggest thing. And I'm trying to figure out why. But one thing is, you know, the woman should be so caught up in the man, and the man should be caught up in the woman, until you don't have time for anyone else. And I truly believe that could work. I mean, it's not our culture because it's like, hey, you know, let's see how many times we can score. Let's see this. Let's see that. Let's explore. But again, if that mindset is put there where the seriousness of it and people could really see, I believe things could change because you really do have to give your all to that person. But again, that balance has to be there or it's not
mm-hmm.
going to work. So,
mm-hmm.
we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the men's side that, about this marriage situation. We'll be right back.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say I love only friends. Boy, it turns out I'm running to the dog's trail. I guess that's so we don't have a plot. But at least I'm sure of all the things we got.
I got you, babe. I mean, that's a serious song. They say our money won't pay the rent, but I got you, babe. So that's the key. I mean, you can, you don't need money sometimes to sustain love. I was walking down the street, downtown D.C., and I was walking by and I saw this couple laying on the grate, man. They were laying on the grate trying to get some heat with a blanket around them, and they both was underneath the blanket. And I'm saying, whoa. And then I saw them kissing, and I saw them holding each other. And one lifted the blanket and snuck it under the other one, and I stood there because I was watching the love they had for each other. I'm saying, wow, this man is homeless, man, but he got time to love his woman on top of the grate. I mean, how many women could love you on the grate? I call it grate love. I mean, can they lay on a grate with a blanket and be homeless and love you? There's another type of love that I see that is hard to have nowadays. And you had it when you were young, and I call it metro love. I mean, how many women will stand at the metro bus stop and wait for the bus to hit you or come pick you up and go to an event with you? Can you experience metro love in 2016? What do you think about that, Mark? Can a woman today stand at the metro for her man?
I'm sorry, who are you asking?
Asking you, Marilyn.
Oh, can
you,
a woman? Hey,
woman. I'm asking you. you are top of the line U.S. grade. Can a woman of today, a woman of, say, you know, the type of woman that these women, like you are top of the line, can a woman of today experience metro bus love? No Uber, no car. Say, meet me at the metro, or we're going to walk to the metro together and stand at the metro with your dress on and your suit on, and we're going to go to this event. Metro love.
Well, it's possible, but I don't think it's common. But I believe that there could be a rare situation, you know, where if a man were to say that, and again, it depends on how serious it is, if there's some type of commitment there, and you're doing it because you want to take that walk, you want to be with the woman, and you mesmerize it to the point that, hey, we want to do the metro, hey, then it could possibly happen. But you know, and I know that it's not common with all the social media and all the other ways to communicate. Hey, like you said, Uber's taking over.
I went to a black tie fair about maybe 8 months ago at this Marriott up on Connecticut Avenue, and it was more convenient to take the metro because the metro stops right there at the event, and the parking was atrocious around that area. But when I got on the metro, there was, I mean, hundreds of men and women, white women, in tuxedos with their husbands or their date going to this affair on the metro. And I was saying, what type is it when it comes to African Americans? Can we do metro love? I saw a Caucasian woman stop at a bicycle. It's a bicycle rent place, you know, these little bicycle rent places
right.
They have on the side of the streets, and she put her money in or her credit card in and took the bike out, and she had on her gown, her dress to go. And I stopped her and I said, "Where are you going?" She says, "Oh, I'm going to meet my boyfriend. We're going to a formal affair." She rode the bike. I said, "It's going to happen, man."
Come on now, let's keep it real, as you said, Russell. Keep it real.
What I'm saying, bro, it is real. That's what people do when they're in love. They ride the bike. They can do. They ride the. They have no cut car. The women will pick you up. When women say, "I'm not going to pick you up," do you know how many women, as we speak, are picking men up? They don't have a car. They go pick the man up and take him to where they want to go, or they drive to see the man. Or they take the man. So people say, "Oh, I don't want to do that." But if the love is to that degree, or if you're blindsided, or if both your eyes are glazed, then you will do that. You gotta.
Let's hear from our guest. I'd like to hear from my guest on that one.
Yeah, she just dropped her call. Just dropped. I'm trying to get it back on. I think Lisa.
Okay.
Christine, you on? You say, let me hear from you on that. Can you have that kind of love? See, people are quiet on that. See, the lines are lit, they're quiet. But it's not embarrassing. I want to hear from you if you ever picked up a man who didn't have a car. You know, let's hear from that woman. You know, I mean, women don't want to talk about it, but they do it all the time. Have you ever given your car to a man? Women do it all the time. If the loving is good, the keys will flow. If the loving is good, the keys come out your hand. The keys will come out your hand. They will have you ever dated a man and he got tickets on your car? If the loving is good, your car can be booted and you still date that man. It's like the man going to jail. You know, it's one of them deals where that's kind of love it is. You know, but people want to get married. If you want to get married, what does it take for women to be married? What's your opinion on that, Marilyn? What does it take for a woman to get a man to marry her? Not to be with her, but to marry. The ultimate is to walk down the aisle and say, "I do." What contributes to a woman to get to that? How come some women can get married 5 times, like Elizabeth Taylor got married 8 times? What makes Elizabeth Taylor be marriageable 8 times and some women can't be marriageable 1 time? Give me that scenario.
Well, you got to look at Taylor too. You know, she's a public figure. She's out there. She's got money. There are a lot of things that draw. And then even the network of people that she's in, the options that she has. I mean, a regular person in society, you know, you go to work, you come home, you're not at that level. But where she is, where Elizabeth Taylor, you know, is, hey, there are people out there. So that's like two different levels. But thing is, when you say what makes a woman makes a man want a woman, I think it should come from, just as the Bible says, a man should find the woman. You know, I believe women should be women. You should, you know, give it your best. Look at the Bible where it says what a woman should be. What you do is you prepare yourself according to what would make a good wife, and you focus on you. And when that man comes along and he sees those qualities, if things will flow. But at the same time, I think men need to think that way. They need to get to the point that they realize that when a woman makes a commitment, she's making a commitment to him. And, you know, she doesn't want to be cheated on, because I think it still comes back to that. I think a lot of women, because when you talk about women being married, there's some women, you know, they say they don't want to get married, but when you talk to them, they've been married before. So, again, it's a really complex situation, you know. If a woman says to them, "Hey, I don't want to get married," but if you talk to her, she might have been married before, and she decided she doesn't want to because of something that did happen in the relationship. Mm-hmm. But I think it has to start off early, just like you were saying, when they're children. I believe that's where the change will come. I always believe you have to have two systems going, one for those who are out here who have been married, divorced, or, you know, they're already adults. But then you have to start off when children are really young and put those concepts in their mind, because their atmosphere has a lot to do with it too. If a child grew up and their parents were always fighting and one of the parents was saying something negative about the other, that could have a devastating effect on the child. The child might not want to get married. They might make up their mind, because of what my parents went through, I don't want to be in that situation. So it's so many things that it could be. But I believe if there's a conscious effort, and like we said, we need to find people that we can look up to, examples of people who have had wonderful relationships. and use those as examples in teaching the children. Because like you said, marriage is not going anywhere. God made us that way. It's a natural desire, a natural affection. He gave us the guidelines. You know, many times they are broken, but that just says that if we could follow it the way it's supposed to be, it could really be a wonderful thing. And as we've said before, Russell, if you make that commitment, it's you, you, and only you. When you get married, hey, there are no limits. Even the Bible says that. When you make that commitment, whatever the two of you decide to do, it's your business, as long as you're working within, you know, those spiritual guidelines. And people need to realize that, too, because people are so busy getting a little bit here, a little bit there, and they're never really whole. And that's one thing I would love to see, the day when, you know, we come to the realization that marriage is in phases. You know, you can look ahead, you can see, but you're willing to give yourself and really grow in a relationship and have something, you know, have something when you do grow old, you know, that you'll have something there, that you've built on something. But you have to have that understanding.
Excellent, excellent. I agree with you 100%. You want something you can build on, and for a man,
exactly.
For me, I'm looking at who will catch the oatmeal when he fits down my chin. Will the oatmeal hit my bib? I don't want the oatmeal to hit my bib. I want you to catch it with the tablespoon. That's the love, boy. When you can't hold the oatmeal in your mouth and it comes out your mouth, who will let it not hit your bib? We're going to take our last break when we come back for closing statements. And that cheating thing is serious. You don't want somebody to cheat on you. That hurts. That hurts. It really does hurt. So we want to make sure that nobody cheats on nobody.
And call my name, you walk the pool the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Cheating heart, they don't cheat on nobody. That'll hurt you more than anything else. If
she
cheats on you, or you cheat
your
on her.
Cheating heart will pine someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
There'll come a day when your heart will be blue because your cheating heart will tell on you. When you cheat on somebody, you lose. You lose your mate, your special one, and what you think was hot on the other side is cold. That grass is browner than anything you ever want to see if you cheat. Don't cheat. If your love is gone or you cannot sustain what you had, walk up to that woman, walk up to that man and say, you know what? I have to cheat. I don't want to cheat. I don't want to do wrong. Like the song by Gladys Knight says, I don't want to do wrong, but it's been so long. I just can't help myself. Just let the man know or let the woman know she ain't doing it for you. If you haven't had good sex with your woman and you need some good sex, you got to explain to your woman that this relationship ain't working. I got to have some good sex and you ain't giving it to me. So I don't want to cheat on you. Most Caucasians don't cheat. What they do is they go to the spouse and say, I want a divorce. And the spouse says, what's going on? And she says, I met somebody. They ask the number one question they ask, are you in love with her? And he looks right in her eyes and says, yes, I am. And they start filing for divorce. They move out, get a little apartment, and they get lawyers, and they get a divorce. But they don't cheat on their wife. They don't cheat on their spouse. So give us your closing statements, Marilyn.
Well, I would just say to everyone who's listening, as a woman, prepare yourself to be that that ultimate wife, that wife to be desired. Prepare yourself and know that you know within yourself that you are that woman. And again, when the man comes along, but at least you'll have something, you'll have that confidence, you will know. And if anything, while you're waiting, it'll be they're missing out on something because you have prepared yourself. But again, do it for the right reason. Make sure you're true to yourself, and you're true to your mate or your spouse or the person that you're committed to. And just know what you want, and know yourself, and know the other person.
Well, it's absolutely true what you're saying, Marilyn. You got to, if you want anything in life, you got to plan for it. You know, you cannot just jump up here and say, I want a man, I want a woman. You got to know that, hey, you got to be woman available. You got to be somebody that, you know, a woman wants. Because ain't nobody going to want you if you're looking like a bad boy drinking vinegar, or you stink, or you're not taking care of yourself, or, you know, you're just making yourself look terrible, or you are looking terrible, then who going to want you? Who going to want to marry you? You know what I'm saying? Who wants to marry somebody that don't even love themselves? Take care of yourself. Like Red Fox used to say, you got to wash your body. Make sure you clean. You can't come to the bed looking like a bad boy drinking vinegar, and you can't be nasty and dirty. You got to wash up. You know what I'm saying? People don't realize that. People got to realize that you got to be clean. So people nowadays have to know that, hey, I want a woman. I want to marry. I want to be married. I want to be in a relationship. Then be relationship ready. When you go out the house, don't go out the house looking any old way. You never know who you run into. It could be your next husband. It could be your next spouse, your next wife. So know what you've got instead of calling what it's not. This has been today's relationships, and I'm just tickled pink that we're going to be coming at the Saturdays on Tuesday. It's going to be a real good night. You might find your man. Might find you a husband. Come out and find you a husband. Walk out there and say, where'd you meet your husband? At Saturdays. Tuesday night, or you might even get you never know where you can find love. You might do one of them little two steps or dancing or whatever they do with the hand dance thing, and all of a sudden you got you a man. Walk out and start dating another date, because the thing about it is you meet somebody out and they give you the number and you exchange a number, and then the next step is the phone call, and what you say on the phone call is what makes people want to call you or come see you and say, let's have lunch. But if the phone call goes south, then they don't want to have lunch with you. They don't want to see you no more. They just want to talk to you. And they say, how come you didn't call me back? The phone call didn't work. So this is what it's all about now. We want to make sure that everybody has a good time. See you at the Saturdays restaurant, 4800 block of Georgia Avenue, Tuesday. Spread the word. If you don't have your black card won, get your black card won. Don't be undone. Don't be undone. Don't be looking like, what happened? I didn't know. I didn't get my card, or I don't know about my card. You know the card has been all over the internet, all over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The card now has got legs, man. It used to be crawling. Now it's got legs. It's about ready to start running. It was crawling for almost 7 months. You know, but now the thing got legs. I mean, it got stairs legs, and it's standing upright, and it's starting to run. So you want to be there before it starts to sprint. If the black card one starts to sprint, it may sprint right by you, and you can be cardless. How are you going to feel in the DMV and somebody asks you, do you have the black card one? And you say, what's the black card one? I don't have. How are you going to live with yourself? How are you going to get up in the morning? How are you going to eat your breakfast? How are you going to go and do your work when you know you don't have the black card one? You're going to feel an emptiness in your wallet, in your purse, in your wallet, in your back pocket. If you go to an event and you look around and everybody you look around is a black card one holder, You look somebody in the face, you got a black card? Yeah. You got a black card? Yeah. You don't have one. Don't let that happen to you. Don't have the black card one look of despair. Go to www.bethermagazine.com. This has been today's relationship. Marilyn Bland, you are extraordinary, exceptional, phenomenal. There's so many words to describe you. Wester has to run out of them because you're indescribably delicious, like the candy bar. Anyway, we'll see you on Tuesday. Bye, Marilyn.
Well, thank you, Russell. Have a good day.
We're ending the show right now. I can't believe this show has been going like it's going, and it's off the chain. Everybody's on this line. Give me a call off the air, 202-445-1131.